This is John Mitchell from Sell IT Better, and welcome to the third in a series of five excerpts taken from my webinar, The 5 Mistakes People Make When Selling IT Software and Services into the Banks or Large Corporates. In the first excerpt, I covered as an overview for the series that the key area where companies and their people struggle is that they fail to establish credibility with the customer during the buying process, where essentially the buyers are looking at the risk of doing business with you. If some components during the buying process do not come across as credible, then a seed will be sown that the end product may be equally deficient. The most important thing is that you need to understand that throughout the buying process, there is this subconscious or hidden agenda. In the first audio, I covered the failure to appreciate my issues. In the second, the failure to bring added value to life in terms that mean something to the customer. With this one now addressing the failure to use credible materials. Through working with many sized companies, I have become aware as to how many salespeople find it difficult to write credible formal business documents. There is a distinct tendency to write lengthy and verbose documents, perhaps from a sense that these papers lack credibility if they are not full of lots of words. This is particularly true for proposals and tender responses. With younger or inexperienced people, or as people move from other disciplines into sales, this is perhaps understandable, as they may have not had to write anything since their A-levels or thesis. We have all read things that made us say to ourselves, "What was that all about? I didn't understand what they were trying to say." "I am confused, as the point being made is ambiguous." "The look and feel of this is so bad that I can't be bothered to read it," which is a shame, as it might have been quite informative. This is often manifested by the typeface and fonts being too small or too fancy, the huge number of words in a paragraph. RFP responses are particularly bad for this. I have examples of people writing 80-odd word sentences within a bigger paragraph. As I couldn't really understand the answer, and the person who wrote it clearly didn't have the reader in mind, I scored the answer a no. On many occasions, there is a high volume of what I call weasel words, which are words and sentences that do not impart any useful information and fail the so what test. Which is, if after reading them I come away thinking, "So what?" then that information did not need to be there, as it gave nothing of relevance to the customer. In these days of tweeting and text speak, there is an argument that says spelling, grammar and punctuation do not particularly matter. And indeed, the BBC Breakfast programme recently did a session on it. However, a small example of what a difference it can make to the meaning of something are the three words, "Let's eat grandma." This can come across as "let's eat grandma" or "let's eat grandma." The insertion of a comma ensured what I hope was the correct meaning. I suppose the style and language used depends a little on what you are selling and to whom. However, in the world of selling IT software and services to large corporates and banks, where the need for quality in your product or service is paramount, I would argue that anything that paints a different picture could come across as communicating effectively to the customer is not important to you. There is a risk, therefore, that the wrong perception may be taken and you get rejected from the buying process. Another could be they don't pay attention to detail. The risk here is that your technical or user documentation will be as bad, which is not a good thing. Also, it may come across as, "We don't care about you and your needs." The risk here is that they won't be there for us during the difficult times in the project. Again, that may be enough to cause rejection from the process. Finally, there is a truism that is worth remembering. The first, that is, less really is more, which is particularly relevant in proposals and beauty parade presentations. In audios 4 and 5, I cover additional mistakes that people frequently make, being the failure to establish an empathy with the buyer or buyers, the failure to build on an initial sale. I hope you found this content valuable, and if you would like to explore this fascinating subject further, including my renowned masterclass, then please contact me, John Mitchell, at Sell IT Better. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.